Okay, so we're here at the fair that the community assembly has put together, and I'm with Dimitris, who has been with the assembly since its inception in 2008. And Dimitris has been involved in local politics for many years, and here in Athens, and he has been, as I said, with the movement since 2008, and we're going to talk to him a bit about that. So perhaps you could tell us about the circumstances under which the community assemblies came into existence.
The first beginning was at 2008, when the police killed a 15 years old child. We tried to demonstrate here in this area, at Virona area, mm-hmm. and we called us anarchists. Other people from the neighborhood, we knew them, mm-hmm. and they demonstrated about this killing. Mm-hmm. After all these demonstrations and the big Anataraxi, the big...
You mean the demonstration and the crackdown?
And the crackdowns mm-hmm. of the Athens and Lipa, etc. We talk about continue our organization here in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We try to find more people mm-hmm. and make things here who, with some rules from ourselves, mm-hmm. without leaders, mm-hmm. without any commands, mm-hmm. and without any relations with the local
authorities,
with the government, and without any commercial values between our relations.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We don't sell anything. We don't. We try not to buy. Mm-hmm. We don't have any profit about from our abilities. Mm-hmm. This period, the assemblies become bigger. They do more things than when they began, and it's a political movement that exists in all over Greece. With many people who did not have any idea before 8 about self-organization. In the beginning, we tried to make advertising things, people to know about us. We tried to make local cuisines, chicken.
Kitchens, yeah.
Chickens. Exchanges, stuffs, clothes, toys, to show movies mm-hmm. in public for free.
Καλημέρα.
Καλημέρα. Okay. Ό,τι θέλετε, τα αφήνετε. Ναι, ναι. Ή τα βάζετε στη θέση τους.
Λοιπόν, εγώ απλά σας δίνω το παζάρι και το πρόγραμμα της... Μπράβο, το πρόγραμμα της
που το πήρα, το πήρα,
ωραία. Απλά...
Εσύ θα κατέβεις από εδώ, είναι τους όλους.
Από εδώ. Ναι,
δηλαδή τώρα,
δηλαδή,
πού. Εκεί μου.
Ναι,
εδώ. Αν 5 λεπτά. Δεν το πήρα.
Λοιπόν, τετάρτη.
Τι.
Δεν το πήρα.
Πού είναι αυτό, γιατί είναι ακριβώς
το τριγωνάκι.
So,
the first big movement we was a part of it was about the increase of the price of tickets in public bus.
Oh, yes.
We many demonstrations about this. We go inside the buses, stop the machines that you...
The things that you...
You put the ticket inside
And it marks them.
We destroyed them.
Right. Yeah.
And we told people not to pay ticket because the local traffic, local buses are for the people. It's a public
service,
and we don't have to pay about it. The second big movement was about the electricity, about the energy, because the government tried to take taxes about for houses from homes inside the price of the energy. Put a new tax inside the tax bill, the energy bill, and we will try not to pay this this tax and not to pay for energy. If the electricity organization cut the energy from a home, we go there, we give them the energy back without any relations with the organization, by ourselves. And we have now a house as our house, the assembly, here in Pirona. And we have a program every week with different abilities. Every week we have a local chicken kitchen. Social chicken kitchen. Every Monday we have a film. Every Thursday we have a coffee bar. They sit all together and talk about things, about different things.
So this is the regular members?
The regular program of the week. And every Sunday in the evening is the day of the assembly.
Yeah.
Where we discuss everything about our abilities, our political situation, about what we want to do. We try to open now the situation about the health, social health, hospitals, about education in the schools, because there's a big problem here in Greece now. These are about our abilities, about what we do.
So how did you personally get involved in this, or how did I mean, because you were you politically involved before 2008, or did 2008 really bring you into politics?
No, I was in politics in commons many years before.
And so what was
my epilogue, my choice to act here in my neighborhood, not only in my neighborhood and at the central area, but I think that in your neighborhood you can have better results if you try to make your life better where you live, not only against the government but against our
από εκεί, από το πλάι, απ' έξω, άμα θέλετε, έχω ελεύθερη πρίζα.
Τώρα το μαζέψαμε, εντάξει, δεν πειράζει. We have an opinion that we must make ourselves the life we want to live. We don't wait from another person, from a government, from an authority to make it for us. And we try to make it by ourselves. So our abilities is at this way.
So I asked this question also of Alexandra, and I'm curious to hear your opinion. I mean, because I think the vision of, you know, making a society for yourself and having, you know, a society in which you everyone bears responsibility for themselves and others. I'm wondering if, you know, in the current climate, whether helping people as you do in some weird way helps the state, because it gets them off the hook. I mean, that they should be doing these things. They should be helping people.
Yes,
you know.
We don't help people. We are not a church. Everything we do about us. And everyone else who wants to be with us, need to accept our way. We don't try to help everybody. We don't want to be the state at the place of the state. We want to hospital now. But if we can, we make it without pay, without the relation of doctor and patient, without the knowledge in an upper way, in upper level, and the knowledge of the patient in the bottom. We believe in exchange of the knowledge, of the traditional therapies, all of this.
So do you have like models in either Greek history or other aspects of history that you draw on, sort of positive models that you see your movement acting in the tradition of? Or do you see, I mean, because one of the things you said is that what happened in 2008 was something new, that there wasn't this kind of community organization before. Is there a kind of an older tradition for some of the vision of the ways that society should work?
There were many, many local movements about local things, not for everything. For example, at this square, there was an assembly because of the square. Here it was a waterfall, and the neighbors want to get rid of it and have a tree. They did by themselves. There were this kind of movements, but not connected between them, and not a long period. We have a local movement when the government wants to make a new road on the mountain, at Mitos Mountain. We stopped it. So the movement stopped to exist. There is a tradition, but not for all Greece, around Greece, and not for everything, but for local problems.
Okay. Do you see your activities as tied in any way to some of the other movements that are going on in the world, such as, I don't know, Egypt, Spain, Libya?
Not at this level. Every movement has its characteristics, different ways that they act, and they want to do different things. The Arab movements want to have a government, to destroy the governments and have it, take the government. We don't want to have to take a government. We don't want to make new rules for all the society. We want to make new rules for our lives, a new way of living. For me, a very good example is the movement of Zapatistas at Mexico.
Oh, okay.
The way of organization, the way of the relation with the nature, the relations they have with government, because they don't have any relation. They built their own autonomy. It's a good example for me, not for everybody.
So how has the neighborhood assembly changed since it started in 2008?
They did not exactly change their mind. The killing of the child was the beginning, was the flash in their mind to go out from their homes, to go to the roads, to find something new to do. And because of the crisis and the new problems we have, lower prices, lower
wages,
bigger prices, cut at the health insurance, everything else, bigger taxes, people are looking for different things to cover his life.
So how do you envision the future of the neighborhood assembly? Like what remains to be done, or what kinds of things do you think it should be doing that it hasn't done yet, or?
Everything we have done is just in the beginning. We want to do everything. I talked before about health, mm-hmm. about education, mm-hmm. about commercial, mm-hmm. about food. Mm-hmm. Now we have a squat at another neighborhood mm-hmm. where we grow up plants
oh, yeah.
for our kitchen. Mm-hmm. We go, we are all together, mm-hmm. we decide what we what plants will grow mm-hmm. and we use them for our kitchens. Mm-hmm. There are many kitchens here, not only ours, mm-hmm. and next neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. We want them all. We don't want just this or another thing or just movies. Mm-hmm. We want to build our civilization. But at the state level, we don't have something to suggest. Mm-hmm.
So, how do people around respond to your activities?
In the beginning, they were afraid. They didn't know what we are doing exactly. We told us, but it's all right, it's okay, it's beautiful what are you doing, but you must have a leader. You must have a chief to say what you are doing. And we try to discuss with them. They understand, some of them, that we can do it without leaders after discussion all together. And now they know us. Every day more people come to different activities. Take part, all these people you see here, it's not from the ensemble, it's from the neighborhood. They don't know where the ensemble is, but they like this market,
right.
and come and help. Mm-hmm. Now they know us, they know what we're doing, and they agree in one way or another.
So, I mean, probably, simultaneously with the rise of this kind of community organization, there has happened also a rise of the right in Greece. So a certain
the right?
Like there that also there are fascists, let's say.
No.
Not.
No, it's not in their culture. It's not at their political mind.
Oh,
they can't do these things. They can't because they have another. Culture about the society.
Oh, I see. So, oh, you mean Greeks in general, or
no, totally the fascists.
Oh well, no. I'm just wondering.
They have an opinion that everything we do is for Greek, not for immigrants, not for other people. You must agree with them to help you. There is a big raid at elections at the Nazis party in Greece, but I don't think that it's permanent. Mm-hmm. It's for forever. It's because of the crisis, and the people that voted for them are disappointed about the previous governments.
I see.
I don't believe that they are all fascists.
Oh no! I mean, but this movement. I mean, the Golden Dawn, for example, that's
yes.
come into existence. Like, how do you concretely, or how do you see your role in? Let's say there's somebody who is politically disappointed, is kind of, you know, is disenchanted with politics, and how do you see the difference in what, like, Golden Dawn offers to what your movement offers?
The difference?
Yeah.
They're completely opposite. They do these activities just to collect votes. They do it without the help of the people, mm-hmm. but themselves. And they don't call everyone else to do something about himself. They do just for, look, here I am, I can help you if you are Greek. Mm-hmm. I'll kill the immigrant. I'll kick off the homeless. Όπως είναι, any way.
So, I mean, I suppose that among people right now, there's a lot of fear because of instability, and you know, people don't know what the future will be like. How should the politics, you know, that you envision, confront that fear?
Our politics?
Yeah.
By these activities, if you come and have a part of anything of this, discussing with people, come out from your home where you're staying there alone, looking at TV and the news, and do something different of your life, it's the better medicine about the fear. I don't say to everybody, come down with me and destroy Athens. I'd like to. Let's go to burn down the parliament. But I can say to everybody, come and discuss with me what's your problem and what we can do together to solve it. Because your problem is mine too.
So, what are the... How have you seen, I mean, the demographics, like who gets involved in a movement like the neighborhood assemblies? Like what kinds of people are attracted to?
At the beginning, most of the people were left believers, old left believers people. They were not in a party. They had left their parties, they were disappointed, they were closed at their homes, most of them, and they find a new way to do something. After the years, people who have a problem and find a bit solution about it, understand that maybe this is one way to do something about his life. And involved in the assemblies. Some of the women who are here, today, are involved in the movement of the energy.
Okay.
They didn't have to pay the new tax for their homes. Came to the movement about the tax, but then when they knew the activities of the assembly, involved to them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Somebody else came just to kitchens because we don't serve food. You can eat. Everybody can come and eat. And if he like to put anything he likes at a box we have for money.
I see.
From 1 euro to, if he likes, put in the box.
So do you think that the longer the crisis goes on, the better the chances are that, let's say, I mean, there are those who say that crisis is opportunity. Do you think that that's true? I mean, does the crisis open up an opportunity for initiatives such as this one? Or is it, does this initiative address the crisis?
Everybody who says that want to have a profit from the crisis. Even money, profit, even political profit, votes, bigger parties and everything else. I don't believe at this kind of opportunities. I was in movements before crisis, I'll be after crisis. The only opportunity from the crisis is if people, more people can't understand that the solution is not capitalism. Because we'll be under governments, under the capital, and after crisis. It's easier now to prove to the people that the problem is the capitalism.
because they're more receptive to that.
Yes.
Well, how do you think, what do you think, I mean, as, let's say, 2008 and Zidagma 2010, as they sort of recede in time, how do you maintain the kind of political energy or the organizational energy in the absence of those kind of major events?
It was after Syntagma demonstrations at 10, this movement became double, many, much bigger. We have a sample for all assemblies in Athens, a meeting every 2 months in the Athens area. Of course, these demonstrations and these assemblies, it's very attractive for left side parties to
co-opt.
Take them, yes, to take them with, them, with their side. There is a party here now, Syriza.
Yeah.
Maybe it will be the next government. And now they say, okay, we don't agree at everything, but come with us, because we are at the same side, and then we'll see what will happen.
And what do you think?
As much, as more longer, as better.
So, what do you do about things like electoral politics? Do you
about
electoral politics? Like, how do you view like voting?
I'm not voting. I don't think that elections make any difference. This is my way, my opinion. I told you in the beginning, I'm an anarchist. I don't believe in leaders.
So,
not even to elect somebody to talk about me.
So, anarchism, what does it mean in, you know, when you think of it? What is the overall kind of vision of the anarchist? Or how would you characterize it? Or of yourself? I mean, because I imagine that different anarchists have different visions.
Yes, the bigger vision of anarchy is to destroy the capital relations between people. The relation of worker and the boss.
Συγγνώμη, θα φύγουμε όλοι μαζί.
Δεν ξέρω πώς θα φύγουμε. Στάθη! Μάλλον.
Σίμω!
Τι ώρα είναι?
Σίμω, πρέπει να βγάλουμε την αυτή.
We can decide about our lives any way and every side of life and meet these decisions with other samples and others and become a big decision for all the society.
Do you think there are limits to things like the liberum veto or the consensual model for doing politics? I mean, for example, Alexandra told me that at Zidagma there was voting, but in the neighborhood assemblies it's
not
consensus oriented.
Yes.
Are there limits to that model? I mean, what if the neighborhood assembly gets really big?
Every time we discuss, we try to have the limit decision where all agree. If we don't agree at everything, we take just agreements. When we meet with other assemblies, somebody of us in cycle, not the same every
person.
Time, goes there, say what the assembly decided, and come back and told us, tell to us about what they told. This is the way we organize our activities, our lives. I think that we can do this in the bigger model, at the Congress, for perhaps.
So operating in terms of consensus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're not in a hurry to take any big decisions. We don't have to decide if we have a... But I don't know. We don't have big decisions to make, to have.
So if you had to say, like, what the... if you had to target, or you know, like, not target, but if you had to identify your most... insidious enemy, and that could be like something like, you know, something in human behavior or something in the way that people think or the way they operate, or it could be an actual concrete political movement or an organization. Like, what is it that you're fighting against in kind of a its purest form?
We fight against fascism, racism, we fight about the relation of the boss and the worker. I don't know the words.
Yeah, I don't know the word for that either.
This is the bigger, the model in our heads. This is the enemy, as you say.
And do you think in terms of, in, you know, like, is this something that ideally redounds to the benefit of the individual, such a movement, or is the primary thinking, is it about the good of the community?
I didn't understand.
Oh, sorry. I was asking about whether you see the... is it, in its conceptualization, a movement that is also meant to satisfy some element of the of an individual, or is it meant to kind of address problems in society primarily?
I think that it's both. For both things, cover our needs. I have a big satisfaction in this assembly and these activities, and I think that these activities give satisfaction to people around the neighborhood, give them a vision, and cover our needs, and mine too. I think it works together. If it doesn't, it doesn't have any meaning.
Do you think things like this could serve as a model for people in other places, or is that not part of your ambition?
I don't know how is their lives, how is their... I said to anybody that tried it. I've heard about local gardens at New York, that many, some neighborhoods, make garden their homes gardens, come all together and make a local garden all together. They grow plants, they have flowers, they sitting there and have a coffee and discuss with each other. I think it's a good way to communicate about with your neighborhood. I can't say to them make the same we do, but try to find what you want to do. I didn't have many very good opinion about Occupy Wall Street.
Could you talk about that a bit?
Not really. No, I don't know about this movement, but I don't have any good, very good opinion. anyway, it was a try. It was a movement that people at New York tried to do. For them, it's okay. I don't say, I can't tell to them what to do.
Could you tell them what not to do?
I can tell them not to believe at newspapers and media, and not to wait too much from the government and the state. Or to wait from the government and the state the wars. They can't take anything from the government, I believe. They must take from it, not waiting for it.
But I think Occupy was one of the few movements that tried to move in that direction, to independence from the government. And I think... Oh, do you have to get that?
Wait.
Yeah.